Are you recording?
I am recording now, so you can talk.
I would like to go into a little explanation of the war on terrorism that I have developed through studying, and I think it will throw it into a different light than the media, news media, puts it. In the war on terrorism, who is our enemy? Our enemy is not the Muslim world. We are not fighting all Muslims. For an individual to imply that our enemy is the Muslim world, it is a measure of that person's stupidity and is grossly unfair to millions of people. Our enemy is not Wahhabist, not Shiites, not Sunnis, or any of a couple of dozen other major religious categories within the Muslim world. Our fight is with a very small but deadly dangerous segment of the Muslim world who have declared war on us. It isn't our choosing. They've declared war. Our fight is with, for example, Al-Qaeda and a few dozen other small terrorist groups around the world that can be described collectively as the worldwide Salafi jihad. Now, those words are significant. Jihad is a struggle. To some people, it is a struggle in a war. For others, it's a personal struggle for development. The Salafi are a very small segment of the Muslim population, and that the Salafi is an Arabian word, and it means people who live the way the first followers of Muhammad lived. They are extreme of the extreme conservatives. These are those who believe they must practice the religion just as it was practiced at the time of their prophet in all aspects. However, most Salafis are still not our enemy. Most Salafis are preoccupied with self-improvement. Their jihad is to live in a style that is like the followers of Muhammad. The ones that feel like they should be conducting warfare as the followers of Muhammad did are the ones that we're having trouble with. Now, I have no argument with the majority of the Salafis, because if they want to go around barefoot and wear antiquated clothing, that doesn't cause anybody else any problem. Our enemy is the Salafis who seek to become martyrs through their own personal efforts, through killing of Christians, Jews, and other infidels, and apostate Muslims. They consider, and this is their definition of apostate Muslim, is anyone other than a Salafi.
So they're not only against...
They're against the Muslim world and the Christian world and the Jewish world and the animist and so on.
Okay.
Their primary wish, their objective, is to conquer or reconquer all lands anywhere in the world that have ever been controlled by Muslims. They wish to establish a caliphate government in the Middle East and eliminate all international borders between the Philippines and Spain. That would mean most of Asia, most of Africa and portions of Europe.
But that doesn't include us.
No. We're the far enemy.
Oh. Okay.
They define who they're fighting as the near enemy or the far enemy. They also believe that religious conversions by force is appropriate. And they strongly believe that they must establish Sharia law, a very harsh law system that involves capital punishment for changing religions away from Muslim, cut off a hand for such things as shoplifting. Sharia law is very severe. And they consider establishing that in the caliphate as a necessity. They really want to remake the world as the Taliban had remade Afghanistan. They believe that the U.S., as a superpower, will not permit this to take place. Therefore, we are their enemy. They don't hate us per se. They just consider us as a necessary enemy.
Because we're not going to allow them to...
Do what they want to do.
Okay.
Who are the individuals in the terrorist organization? The rank and file are generally well-educated and products of a middle and upper middle-class families. They have rejected mainstream, moderate Muslim lifestyle, practice, and religion, and religious interpretations. They have actively pursued revisionist beliefs. You must recognize that the Salafists are revisionist. They are trying to go back to what they consider things should be. The leadership of the terrorist organizations, in addition to being that kind of extreme in religion, are very political in their orientation. The rank and file are not political in their orientation. The leadership are generally not dictatorial, but they try to lead through inspiration. They do consider themselves as military genius and of appropriate religious figures. They have been involved in various terrorist acts. The leadership are not involved as martyrs, though they expect to be martyrs someday. They are much more oriented towards warfare and their own individual survival. There are sympathizers and supporters of the terrorists throughout the Muslim world. Individual terrorists enjoy a Robin Hood-like image as intimidators of the powers that be. The terrorists are generally respected, feared in quotes, by the adult population and idolized by the youth population. Terrorist groups have experienced limited results in recruiting membership, but phenomenal results in soliciting financial support. Some of that support comes from genuine agreement of purpose, but most of it is pure protection money or hedging against future political outcomes. Prior to the Afghan-Russian war, we in the West had little to genuinely fear from terrorist groups. terrorist action were designed to influence local political actions. And our involvement, or our people's involvement, was accidental or just bad luck. An act would be initiated for its newsworthiness. Respect, an act by terrorists would be initiated for its newsworthy impact. For example, an airline would be hijacked. They would fly it into the desert and land in the desert, release the passengers, assemble the news to take pictures, and then blow up the airplane. Another thing they did on occasions was hijack cruise ships. They would kill one or two of the passengers so that they would be in the news, and then they would escape.
They were, I remember that one.
Yeah, the Kilauea. And Klinghoffer, I think was his name.
The guy in the wheelchair that they...
threw overboard. The cruise... At that time, they were talking about they were fighting the near enemy, and they were trying to overthrow local governments. And they would put Israeli government as a local government, because it was a Middle East government, so they were trying to overthrow. Following the Russian-Afghan War, Al-Qaeda came into existence. It was the Salafis who had gone to Afghanistan to support Afghanistan in their war against the Russians. After the war was over, they coalesced into Al-Qaeda and developed their current thinking and their extremeness, and decided that since they had, in quotes, had defeated the Russians, though they were only involved in one battle, they were now out to conquer the other primary world power and the supporters of that world power. So the U.S., England, France are kind of at the head of their list. And they also had a radical change in their thinking, in that the mark of their actions is maximizing carnage. The earlier terrorist, it was maximizing news. Now it is, for Al-Qaeda and the other current Salafists, it's maximizing carnage.
Do as much
damage as they possibly can. And they set off 5 bombs in the Gibraltar area and was very disappointed by how few people they killed. For the present generation of terrorists, we can expect increasing carnage because of their belief in maximizing carnage. We must believe at this point, for example, that if Al-Qaeda ever gets a hold of an atomic bomb, they will use it. We consider Al-Qaeda as our worst terrorist enemy because of its military ability to plan and execute terrorist acts, and the fact that they have had such phenomenal success in accumulating money to finance their actions, that they are financing other terrorist groups throughout the world. Some people and governments think that terrorism should be dealt with as a criminal act and punished as such after an act has been performed. Others believe that terrorists must be dealt with on a preemptive basis, and that if our civilization is to survive, we must aggressively take the offensive. You can label one political party with one philosophy, and another political party is the other philosophy. Or you can split between the U.S. government and the French government. But those are the two predominant philosophies for dealing with terrorism. Okay, let's see what's...